This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the January 20th, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are Al Jolson and radio star Victor Moore, who was 10 years older than Al Jolson, with some great comedy material, followed by Al Jolson singing The Nearest Thing to Heaven.
Al, I'd like to have a little conversation with you while we both still have wind.
Well, if it ain't my old friend Victor Moore. Victor, tell me, what brings you to the music hall?
My wheelchair.
Victor, now don't tell me you've been ill.
No, just tired.
Well, it's nice to have an old acquaintance in the hall and look back over the years. And it's nicer yet to have an old acquaintance who can look farther back than me.
Now, don't try and pretend that I'm older than you, Jolson. Why, when you were out west fighting Indians, I was being pushed around in a baby carriage. That's funny. That's what they're doing to me now.
I'm only kidding, Victor. You look wonderful. In fact, I'd love to know your secret. How you've kept in such good shape all these years.
Oh, I live fast.
Victor, wait a minute. You live fast?
I certainly do. Why, even when I take a four-way cold tablet, I split it in half so I'll have eight ways.
Victor, you may be living fast, but oh, I don't like to tell you this. You sure are gaining weight. You really are.
Yes, and I don't know why. I don't eat anything but Rye Krisp sandwiches.
How do you make the sandwich?
I put a piece of Rye Krisp between two slices of bread.
Well, Victor, I know. What you need is exercise. Would you like to take a course in bodybuilding?
Yes, if I could learn to build one like Betty Grable's.
This boy ain't as old as he looks. But anyway, Vic, you really do look good. And you've had a full life, and you've been a very successful man. Now, what more can you ask for?
I don't know about success. When I was in college, they voted me the man most likely to still be here when the college falls apart.
What college was that, Victor?
I don't know. It fell apart.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Both college men up here. Say, by the way, what did you study in college, Vic?
I was in medical school for 5 years.
That's interesting. What'd you come out as?
A nurse.
A nurse?
Yeah, I was much prettier in those days.
Victor, you're pulling my leg. Really, you are.
No, I don't have the strength for that.
Well, Victor, no matter how disappointing your ambitions were, you've become a great actor, a big star, really, and I look up to you.
That led to my worst frustration. I always wanted to be a big political figure, and I had my chance in a Broadway musical when I played Vice President Alexander Throttlebottom. If the show had only run a few more weeks, I might have been president.
Victor, why do you want to be president?
Because I've never been president.
Well, Victor, we're going to help you realize at least one of your ambitions. I'm going to make you president. Now, listen carefully. It's January 20th, 1953, Inauguration Day. President-elect Victor Moore is getting ready for the ceremony.
Just think, today I'm going to be president. I'm awful worried.
Victor, what is there to worry about?
This spring, when baseball season opens, they'll want me to throw out the first ball.
Well?
I won't be able to throw it. I'll have to carry it out.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Someone to see you. Allow me to present the leader of the Southern Bloc, Senator Asa Jolson.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, our new president of this here fair land, old Vic Moore, my little chitlin. We love you down south, Mr. President. That's why we gave you 7 million votes.
But there aren't 70 million votes in the whole country.
I know. But we got a new system down there. We vote with carbon copies.
Mr. Jolson, as I remember, you didn't vote for me in the last election.
Well, Mr. President, I'll have you know, in the last election, every one of us down south was pushing for you. Yes, sir, we were pushing for you.
Yeah, you pushed a little too hard. You nearly pushed me right out of Washington. Senator Jolson, you will have to excuse me. After all, I'm the president-elect, and I'm due at the inauguration ceremony, and if I don't get there early, I won't get a good seat.
But, Mr. President, listen, I got something...
I can't talk to you any longer, Senator. I got to save my energy. Because after the ceremony, we're going to have a big party and raise Cain.
You going to raise Cain? Have fun and everything? Come on, Mr. President. Tell me, what are you going to do?
We're all going over to John L. Lewis's and start a brush fire in his eyebrows.
No matter how trying the day may be, if you can come home at night to a little baby who puts his arms around your neck and lays his soft cheek against yours, it makes it all worthwhile. 'Cause that's the nearest thing to heaven.
Nearest thing to heaven is that rippling, sunny smile. Nearest thing to heaven is to hold him for a while and feel those tiny little hands pulling at my tie. How he laughs when he rumples my hair and pokes his little finger in my eye. Nearest thing to heaven are those rosy apple cheeks. I've learned to understand him every time he speaks. And just like his mommy, he's everything divine. Nearest thing to heaven is that little guy of mine.
Nearest thing to heaven are those rosy apple cheeks. You know something? I've learned to understand him. Yes, sir. Every time he speaks.
And just like his mommy, he's everything divine to heaven is that little guy of mine.
Good night, everybody.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."